Time now to look through the window of baseball with Bruce Jenkins of the San Francisco Chronicle. We do it for Truett & White, the professional builder's choice, and Marvin Windows and Doors. Bruce, good morning on this Sunday. How are you?
Doing well, Marty. What's going on?
Well, I'm waiting to see what Chris Sale is going to do today.
Yeah, well, he's burned up his uniform, so we'll see where he goes next. Maybe he trashes the clubhouse, but that's pretty interesting. I mean, it's pretty clear he's got to get out of Chicago. I mean, going back to spring training, he made a big stink about, you know, the LaRoche thing with his kid, and you know, it's one thing to say these throwback uniforms don't work, but to actually take a you know, machete to them is a little bit different. I mean, you know, I've been reading on the internet, it's not like his trade value has faded in any way. I mean, he's still a very attractive guy, and I got to think he's available.
Well, you know Kenny Williams, and you know him personally. Yeah. You've talked with him from Stanford and all that. And Jerry Reinsdorf, I've actually met him. He's a Brooklyn guy, believe it or not. He grew up, he's older than I am, but he was like a block away from me in Brooklyn. I can't believe it. But they don't put up with this kind of stuff. Yeah. They don't cotton to this kind of stuff. I say Chris Sale is going. The Chris Sale is happening.
Yeah, boy, talk about a big-time lefty starter. Man, he's got just phenomenal stuff. And, you know, wherever he goes, I'm sure he's going to be on his best behavior, at least for a while, until he establishes some kind of veteran leadership where he has the right to, you know, set somebody's uni on fire.
Well, it's the old it's that old blue uniform with the white shirt on top, the untucked uniform. And, you know, and honestly, he said not only didn't he like it, but he didn't want to pitch in it. And actually, that does make some sense.
Well, it totally makes some sense. And, you know, most of the time, these throwback unis are just awful. It's like, you know, we hated them then, and by God, we get to watch them today. I mean, a few of them, you know, kind of heartwarming because they were, you know, you liked them at the time, but most of them are just comical.
Yeah. All right, let's go to the Giants. Yesterday, I said, so reemergence of Casilla and the emergence of Williamson. I think Williamson stays in this lineup, Bruce. You've watched swings in your life, and my God, when this guy lets it go, there's not a more powerful swing on the team, and I'm including Pence with him.
Well, yeah. I mean, you're talking about, you know, Pence and Stanton territory, this guy. He hit one home run that went up 440 when it was like a line drive. I think it was in Pittsburgh. It's unbelievable power. But you've got to play him against right-handed pitchers. You can't baby him anymore. This guy has got real talent, and you got to see. You got to see what he can do. See if he can lay off that low and away pitch. Eovaldi today has got a real good one. But, yeah, he's a great guy, too. Very well-spoken. good in the clubhouse. I'm sure he's going to improve in the outfield. He's made a few boo-boos out there, but he's made some excellent plays, too. And he's just a guy that, you know, that they're going to need.
Casilla looked comfortable yesterday. He didn't mess around with curveballs. He went in and just went. And, you know, he kind of went in with runners on base, and he came in and he just looked different. He just ran in and said, give me the ball.
Yeah, that was good to see. I mean, he's feeling a little bit threatened now. You know, the trade rumors are out there to the point where he actually said, you know, he's a little offended by it. You know, I've had this job for, you know, I've been in three World Series champions, and I feel like it's my job, and then I can do the job. So nothing like a little kick in the pants, I guess. We'll see how this plays out. But, yeah, that was very encouraging to see.
All right.
He's definitely a good competitor. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, he is. And I think, it, you know, it gets in his head. People get on base, but of his own doing.
Yeah.
But he sort of came in and said, all right, this is your problem. Let me see if I can help you. And I thought there was something psychological about that. He may be a better setup guy right now.
Yeah, that would be ideal if they can bring somebody in to close. That really would. And, you know, it'd be a little bit of a blow to his pride. But, I mean, this is a team maybe heading to, you know, the postseason again. And you got to contribute any way you can. And if he really is lights out, they'll let him close on some nights.
Yeah, this was the Zimmerman-Washington game all over for me. Once Betances, Chapman, and Miller were gone, I said that unless they're bringing in Mariano Rivera, this game's over. And it was.
It's not very often you get past those three guys and you're still playing. it's not very often you got a guy who can't score on a blatant wild pitch. But and you know, you've been talking about the intentional walk and how you'd like to see it preserved as is. And, you know, I think you're right. My initial reaction was, well, you know, what the heck, just put him on. But, you know, things happen, and boy, things happened there, didn't they?
Yeah, I understood Pagan, though. Henry did a very good game story in the Chronicle this morning, and Pagan said, look, they're holding me on, and, you know, I wasn't going to take any chances, and I couldn't tell. I guess he couldn't see the ball go over the guy's head by 30 feet, but I guess he...
Yeah, boy, Bochy was just fuming, too. But, yeah. You know, Bochy didn't make a big deal out of dealing at him in the dugout, which is a very good move. He goes into the tunnel, cools off a little bit. They'll settle it later. You just don't like to see big arguments take place in public.
No, and plus they won, so that...
That's huge.
Excellent. All right, so Samardzija today. Henry, you get a good report on Samardzija about the ball just leaks over the plate. It's not the stuff he's got. It's just that he can't keep it away from the middle of the plate, and he gets hit.
Yeah, this is a really big start for him, about as big as you can get in July, because if they win today, they come home, you know, on that flight with two wins at Yankee Stadium in their belt, that just makes you forget a lot of bad stuff that happened on the road trip and carries you into the homestand. And, you know, this is not a great Yankee lineup. It just really isn't. It doesn't remind anybody of great Yankee teams. They have some decent hitters in there, but they can definitely be had. Yesterday being a good example, and you know, I think it's a good chance for Samardzija to give him good seven innings and hopefully with a lead, and then finish it off.
Bruce, so yesterday we touched on the Hall of Fame, which is this ceremony is going on as we speak today. The only one we didn't talk about was Dan Shaughnessy, one of your colleagues with the Boston Globe. Your comments on him?
No, I love Dan Shaughnessy. I've known him since he started out. We started out about the same time, and we both got columns in 1989, but. He started out with the Baltimore Sun, and I remember going down to the Orioles camp in Miami. They trained in Miami then. He was with the Baltimore Sun, and you talk about he broke in with Earl Weaver as the manager and his team full of just bright, interesting, talkative people, Jim Palmer, Mike Flanagan, Rick Dempsey. You talk about going right into the big leagues at the highest level. Dan did that, and he was very comfortable right away. And like myself, he was fortunate to be in the era where you traveled with the team. You traveled on the planes, on the buses, and you really got to know guys and establish relationships with them. And, you know, he's gone on to be a fantastic columnist for the Boston Globe. A real gutty guy. I mean, he'll put stuff out there. He'll go in the clubhouse, and guys will just lay waste to him verbally. And he's a big name in town. And I can't think of a more deserving guy. I really, really like Dan.
Yeah, Howard Bryant said because of the Globe and Dan Shaughnessy and all that group, Larry Whiteside, the people who were there, they said that's what motivated Howard to be a sports writer.
Yeah, Dan had a great line. I read a piece about him. He said when they were on getaway days, you know, when you're on getaway day on the road, you've got to write really quickly, and you got to make that bus to the airport because you're going with a team. And before the game, Earl Weaver would say, all right, if we win, this is what I'm going to say. If we lose, make this the quote. like we'll get him tomorrow or something like that. That's going the extra mile. Earl Weaver was the best.
I love it. Very good. All right, next year, 2017, Jorge Posada, Vladimir Guerrero, Manny Ramirez, Pudge Rodriguez. Who gets in?
Well, I think Manny and Pudge are probably in. Pudge goes down with the great catchers, really, of his era, and that's what it's all about. I think, you know, at the time he was recognized that way. Tremendous arm, good hitter, leader, and all those things. Manny Ramirez is definitely one of the greatest right-hand hitters of all time. And, you know, I don't take into account all these other issues about whatever he did to his body and whatever a wacko he was or whatever throw he cut off in the outfield. This is one of the greatest right-hand hitters of all time, period. So he goes in. Maybe not right away. You never know how guys are going to vote, but I think both of them are going to get in. I love Vladimir Guerrero. I think he's definitely a candidate, too. I think he might have to wait a while. You just never know, but... for me, I think I'd probably write his name down, too.
All right. Van Posada, maybe not.
No, I don't think so. He was, you know, I think he benefited greatly from playing with Jeter and Rivera and those fantastic Yankee teams. Very, very good catcher, another good leader, and did a lot of good things in the clutch. But I just don't think he's quite that caliber.
All right. Well said. Bruce, we got a run, and we've got an early game today, and we'll look forward to next week. Dusty's back, the Nationals, and who knows, maybe Chapman will be with him.
Yeah, I hope that's where he goes. I really do. I'd love to see him really nail down that division for them and into the playoffs.
Wow, what a story that'll be. All right, Bruce, thanks. Have a great day.
Thanks, Marty.
All right, very good. That is Bruce Jenkins of The Chronicle. Always a pleasure.